Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
All right, welcome to the September 22nd edition of Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn. What a beautiful day it is out today. And I'm really happy to welcome Absolutely Yours to the studio with me. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing good.
Great. Doing good.
Excited for fall.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's a little cooler out. We did kick off the program with the first song, I believe, off of your brand new EP, Impossible Bouquet, is called Diagonal Lines. What a wonderful song.
Oh, thank you.
So before we dive into talking about your brand new EP, which came out in June, how'd you guys start playing music together? How did it all start? Where is the beginning of the Absolutely Yours story?
I feel like we should have thought about this before it came on the show.
Well, it's not like you're making it up, though. You can just say the real story.
So our friend Jeffrey started the project called Absolutely Yours. So the first record is like a lot of his songs for the most part. And then he was friends with Max. They worked together. And then we were friends. And then we worked on the first one, and then he kind of wanted to not do music so much anymore, but we decided we still like doing it, so we just kept using the same name and then changed stuff up.
And I actually should have asked you guys to introduce yourself, so why don't you do that real quick? We have Bridget.
Yeah, I'm Bridget.
Lead singer, guitar player.
Yeah.
I'm Ben, guitar player.
I'm Max. I play bass.
AKA Spike.
Spike.
Spike too.
You do have a Spike edge to you, I gotta say. Long hair, 5 o'clock shadow. So you're kind of the muscle of the band.
He's my muscle.
I love muscle.
You got muscles. I can see. You got a form-fitting t-shirt on.
So, not too bad it's radio.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we'll have photographic evidence shortly. But so you're saying
yeah,
that,
he's the blonde, like the buxom blonde of the group.
Yeah, you are. Spike doesn't go with that though, but you're your own guy, Spike.
Everyone plays many different roles.
That's yeah, good.
That's yeah.
So
he's the eye candy.
Okay, are you okay,
Max? He's blushing. Everyone, he's blushing, very red in the face. But so you started with a guy, Jeffrey. I'm learning this. This is great new story. Started with Jeffrey, first album. Your first album came out in 2015. You released a second LP in 2017, Princess Plum. So did Jeffrey have any hand in that second LP, or do you guys still play songs from the first LP that you had Jeffrey record with, or he was writing some of those songs?
We don't really play anything from the first album anymore, but we do play like one song off the second one, Princess Plum. And Jeffrey had like a little bit. He like did some guitar parts on that, but that was mostly that was the first one that we like that you played on too. And then our drummer Matt, Spike. And Matt played on. Because the one before that, it was mostly Jeffrey and then some other people. And then I did like a few, like two songs on it. So yeah. Anyways, so that's the origin of the name, but it feels like a different. The band started more the second album.
Yeah, came in with you guys, and so and Matt as well, who couldn't be here today.
Yeah.
Plays drums. But yeah, so Bridget and Jeff had fleshed out a lot of the guitar and vocals and structure of the first of all the songs on that second record, and then I worked with Jeff and kind of irritated him until he let me sit in with the band, and then kind of worked Matt in as well, and we did all the rhythm section parts for that record.
That's charming.
Yeah, we should also say Matt Addison could not be here, but he's our drummer.
Hi, Matt.
And he's amazing.
Yeah, he's
cool.
Amazing.
He seems cool.
He is cool.
Great drummer.
I like him. I've never met him.
You would like him. Yeah,
he's great. Yeah.
So you guys did put out your second full length in 2017, Princess Plum, and you're right back at it in 2018 with a really strong 6-song EP. How'd those songs come together? Did you have an album and a half's worth of songs for your 2017 record and then kind of pushed some to the side and then came out with this EP? Because it's pretty quick succession, I'd say, for that album and then the EP right after, about a year after. Or were these new songs that you wrote?
I think they were new songs. I feel like I was trying to get better. I didn't like play music for a really long time until those records came out, those first two. And I just feel like I was trying to like get better at songwriting, and so I just wanted to like write as much as possible and keep trying to work on new stuff and like get better at it. They were all post the first thing. Yeah.
Why'd you decide to get back into music? Were anything inspire you in particular?
Well, I used to do more like visual art, and then I got kind of burnt out on that. And I always liked playing music when I was like a teenager. So then I was like, I don't know, like, what do you do with like all the hours in the day? I need to do something to fill like my time with. So started doing that again. Yeah.
Cool. So tell me a little bit about Impossible Bouquet. I feel like the songs compared to Princess Plum was a little slower, I feel, listening to it. The songs on Impossible Bouquet are a little brighter, I think, when I listen to it, I feel more of a little more sunnier. Would you say the same thing, or?
Yeah, I would say that's true.
I think part of it is, given the limitations of doing the 7-inch, we could only choose 5 or 4 or 6 songs to put on it, and so I think we intentionally chose the more upbeat or driven selections from, because Bridget had worked out a lot of similar type of maybe slower or more mellow type of tunes as well. But then given the limitations of how much we could fit onto the 7-inch, we ended up picking a lot more of the upbeat or driven selections.
And what was the recording process like for this album? Do you guys record yourselves or did you work with anyone on this EP?
We recorded most of it ourselves at home. But then for the drums, because none of us know Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe actually, no, you guys know how to record drums. Never mind, I shouldn't say that. But I don't know anything about
recording
drums. Well,
you recorded most of it, right, in your apartment?
Yeah, we recorded most of it in my apartment. But then for the drums, we went to this bar, Alphabell, in Bushwick, and had this woman, Drew, who's in a band called
Beverly.
Oh, wow.
She cool. recorded the drums.
And what's her new band?
Public practice.
Yes, yeah. Just read about that.
Yeah,
we're hip to it here on this program. Yeah, we know the new project.
She's great.
Yeah, she's cool. Yeah, you guys got a really good drum sound on the record. So, hey, Drew Citron, thanks on behalf of everyone who enjoys the album. But I did really like the album. Great job recording it. And what about the songwriting process for this record? Is Bridget, are you the primary songwriter? Do you guys collaborate on writing songs?
Well, I feel like it's collaborative. I feel like because I write like the lyrics and like maybe like the basic song structure, but I feel like I don't really have a strong sense of like rhythm. And then also I like it more when other people add in ideas, like other guitar parts. Like one of the last songs, You Got Me, which we're going to play later. Like Ben added all this really cool like Ebo guitar to it that I just feel like elevates it to like such a different place. And then, like, there's songs from the last album that I wish we had done more collaboratively, like, to work them out. Because I feel like it just adds so much when it's not just, like, yeah, when we more work as a group.
Awesome. So you guys did record it yourselves for future projects. You see yourselves continuing to do that? Do you like the independence of recording by yourselves in a bedroom or at home in a home studio? What do you see for, like, the next project as far as recording?
I like the dynamic of getting somebody to help us with the drums or going somewhere to do that. Because I think for me, at least, that's the hardest part. I feel like it's the easiest to screw up to, and it, you know. But I really like the freedom that we have by recording in Bridget's bedroom.
Yeah.
A nice sized bedroom?
Well, I just moved. So
the different spot now.
There's been three different ones now. So
cool. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing how the new one sounds acoustically on the next Absolutely Yours release. So, last question, and then I want to play one of your songs, and then you guys are going to play two songs live, which I'm really excited for. How'd you come up with the name? Is it named after that bodega in Brooklyn, or like dollar store in Brooklyn called Absolutely Yours?
Yeah, it is. Oh, but we also, we didn't come up, well, Jeffrey again, shout out to Jeffrey. Hi, Jeffrey. He came up with the name, actually. Yeah, but it was like between our apartments when we were like, first hanging out. And so like, yeah, so he would walk by it all the time when we would hang out and do stuff together.
That's a great dollar store.
It really is. Yeah, yeah. They have everything.
Store. And you guys are carrying on their legacy by being a wonderful band. So
thank you.
Good work. All right. So I definitely want to play a song from your new EP. And then you guys, what songs are you guys going to play live?
You Got Me and Lost in My Own Way.
All right, cool. So let's play Swan Dive. Wonderful, wonderful song off of Impossible Bouquet. Anything you guys like to say about this song before I play it? It's awesome. There we go.
Oh, sorry.
Swan Dive. Let's do it. Swan Dive, you guys. Brand new song from Absolutely Yours off of Impossible Bouquet.
Sleeping in a
right, here we go. We got Absolutely Yours live in the studio playing two tracks for you. Take it away, guys.
Called Lost in My Own Way.
If there's any other
Absolutely Yours. Thank you guys so much for playing those two songs. They were incredible. So we're going to get settled in real quick. I do want to play a song that I really like from your second LP called Summer. I thought it'd be very appropriate since we're wrapping up summer, getting ready for the cooler fall weather. So guys, we'll be right back. This is Summer from Princess Plum, Absolutely Yours second LP. That was Summer off of your second LP, Princess Plum. That's a great record, too. I really like it. I only really started listening to it this week, but I was pleasantly, like, very happy. I discovered you guys through the recent EP. Wrote something about it in Bushwick Daily, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the
thank
same
you.
Guy.
Yeah, thank
this
you for
is the
that.
Same guy. Same guy. But, no, it's awesome. I wouldn't have written about it if I didn't like it a lot. So, great cool. work. You guys sounded really good performing live here.
Great but, engineering, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got the touch. I got that touch. So we're going to transition to the second portion of the program. You guys looked through my record collection, and you picked some tunes, and we're going to play them, starting off with Built to Spill. What's that one called? There's
Nothing Wrong with Love.
Nothing Wrong with Love. And Bridget picked this one.
Yeah.
Built to Spill from, like, Idaho originally.
Yeah.
Interesting, right?
Wouldn't that depend on what kind of love it is, or does it just not matter?
What would be the bad kind of love?
I don't know. Pedo love?
I thought all you need yeah. is love.
Or like the
that's not love. So,
or like
so, I'm sure someone loves her.
So like Selena's manager who was obsessed with her.
Yeah,
that's killed her. That's bad love.
That's bad love yeah, right there, yeah.
Yeah. So well, pedo love and Selena's manager. Two bad kinds of love.
We should email Bill to Spill and talk to them about this.
Yeah.
So, call bullet them out.
A couple of bullet points for them.
We got notes.
But it's an awesome album.
Yeah.
One of their classics for sure.
Yeah. One of my favorite albums from high school. I feel like I listen to this like every day in high school. So yeah, that's why I picked.
And you pick Car.
Yeah.
Great song. You associate anything with the album? Does it bring you back right to high school, you know?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, the songs are really strong and I really like the guitar playing. I feel like it's sort of influential to how I play guitar a little bit, but also other stuff too. But
do you remember when you first heard Built to Spill? Do they have like significance to you, like when you discovered it or?
Yeah, I think so. I think actually like, so someone, I was in like a class and I was listening to something else, probably like Pavement or some other band that's like sort of similar. And then someone came in the next day and like brought me this CD and like gave it to me. Yeah. And they were like, you would like this. And then like,
did you like burn a copy and then bring it back?
No,
that's what I used to do.
Yeah. They weirdly, well, I think they worked at like a CD store. So they just like gave me the CD.
Oh, that's really
nice.
And
I was like, oh, this CD is like awesome.
That's a great memory. You're gifted the CD.
Yeah.
And when I was in high school, since we found out we're about the same age, all of us, I remember someone would bring in a CD, they would buy it, and then you would like take it home, burn the CD,
right.
and then bring it back.
Yeah.
That was kind of the Spotify or music sharing of the day.
Yeah.
But that's wonderful. Gifted the CD by a classmate.
Yeah.
You still friends with that person?
No, I don't know where they are.
Wherever you are.
Yeah.
But yeah,
thanks.
Great album.
I bet they didn't think they'd be spoken about on a radio show today. So wherever you are, thanks. All right, so we got Built to Spill Car. Next, we got Silver Jews, Starlight Walker, right? Living Waters. The name of the record is Starlight Walker, right?
Yeah.
And the song you picked is Living Waters.
Exactly. Yeah, so I started a record label and I named it after the song.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Do you remember, were you a Pavement fan first before you got into Silver Jews? Do you remember?
I was actually a Silver Jews fan first. When I was in high school, when they got back together, me and my friends took a road trip to see them play and it was really amazing. It was a really magical show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where'd you road trip to see them?
To Boston. Because me and Spike are both from Martha's Vineyard. So it's like, you had to take a boat. And I was really young. Like, I can't even remember. 16. I just got my license, I think. And we took the boat and stayed at a friend's house. So it was very, it's like a big trip.
Yeah, that's an adventure.
And he seemed like really, he couldn't remember any of the lyrics. So he had sheets in front of him, like a music sheet. And he was like really emotional and just so thankful that people were there. And felt, and members of Pavement too were playing with him. Felt really special. And yeah.
Great story.
Touched
Spike
by
Spike came with you too.
I wish you had brought me to that show.
I didn't think so. It was just me and my two other friends. Yeah.
But, I can't believe you saw them live.
Yeah,
that
it was
been the only chance.
And I was so young, it was really like, it felt like an impactful thing, you know? And it was also one of those things because I knew he was like a junkie. And so it felt like he had overcome, he was sober. And I remember at a young age being like, oh, wow, that's so that can really destroy your life. And coming back is like a really powerful thing.
Very powerful. Great story.
Yeah.
Excellent. You guys are knocking this out of the park. All I ask for, everything, hitting every single note as far as the record selecting portion. I think Spike will keep it up. I'm confident.
No pressure.
Spike's up next. We were talking, guided by voices. I'm a fan. I'm not like as huge of a fan as some of the really big guided by voices fans out there, but I'm a pretty big guided by voices fan.
There are some big guided by voices fans out there at the shows, like physically large guided by voices fans.
Also people that have every release Robert Pollard has ever done. And follow them around the country, stuff like that.
Yeah, you need a storage unit for all that.
Yeah, you do.
I was one of those guys for a little bit, but then I couldn't keep up.
it's tough. But he's a great songwriter, no doubt about it. But so you picked the classic Guided by Voices album,
Alien Lanes.
What a great one.
Yeah, I picked Alien Lanes. I remember the first time I heard it. I was in high school culinary class with our friend Mikey, who...
You guys had culinary class?
We took culinary class in high school, yeah. We were making eggs, and our friend Mikey, who Ben and I grew up playing with in bands, he showed me this record, and he says, put these headphones on. I found this band, and it's really cool, and but it kind of makes the headphones sound like they're broken.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Spot on characterization. Mikey, very insightful.
Yeah. It definitely inspired me to follow these guys around for a long time. I chose Game of Pricks. It's a sentimental song for me because me and Mikey and Ben, three of us, I think we covered this like a decade ago in a really fun show we played in our hometown.
Awesome.
And the band Drawing Guts. Which is great band.
Plug. Plug for Drawing Guts.
Drawing Guts. Look them up.
Also Plug and Guided by Voices.
You could see them at Bowery Ballroom in October.
Oh, yeah. We got
planning on it. Yeah.
I'm going to get a ticket, too. Oh, yeah. I want to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
Are you coming, too, Bridget?
Oh, ooh. I guess. I'm not like he was saying, there's like a really... type of super. I'm not like a Guided by Voices super fan, but I do like Guided by Voices.
I'm actually friends with some super fans from the Facebook group, so I'll hang out because they're definitely going to be there. So. Yeah. Awesome. They're all in Dayton, Ohio right now for something.
Oh, wow.
I'm serious. Yeah.
Capital of rock and roll.
Yeah. Capital of the world. I don't know what, but I saw that they're there. Oh, and man. I said, have fun. Okay. <That's awesome. laughs> Up next, this is a group selection, My Bloody Valentine Loveless. I'm assuming you guys are very influenced by these great band.
Yeah, I feel like. Yeah, I don't know. They're
awesome, right?
They're so amazing. Yeah.
And you selected the song When You Sleep. Great song.
Yeah.
Let's just play it.
Yeah. Cool. I feel like it doesn't need an introduction. I mean, it's everybody the likes best. My
play. Everybody loves this band. Yeah. All right.
They're just...
So let's do it. We're listening to Car, Living Waters, Game of Pricks, When You Sleep, Boom Boom, Absolutely Yours, with the best picks on the face of the earth. Great taste. Here you go.
You get the car, I'll get the night off. You'll get the chance to take the world apart and figure out how it works. Don't let me know what you find out. I need a car, you need a guide, you need a map. If I don't die or worse, I'm gonna need a nap. At best I'll be asleep when you get back. I wanna see it when you find out what comets, stars, and moons are all about. Wanna see their faces turn to backs of heads and slowly get smaller. Wanna see it now. Wanna see it now. Yeah.
right, great picks from Absolutely Yours. We just heard Car by Built to Spill, Living Waters by The Silver Jews, Game of Pricks by Guided by Voices, and When You Sleep, My Bloody Valentine. You guys hit it out of the park. Great work.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for having a good selection to choose from.
Oh, anytime. Anytime. I'm happy to. But so we're coming to the final 8 minutes of the show. What's up for the rest of 2018 for Absolutely Yours 2019? What you guys got on the agenda? Recording more gigs? What's going on?
Our next gig is October 25th at Berlin. Hopefully recording more. That'd be cool. I mean, I was recording something. I don't know if we're gonna like release anything, but
You got some new songs.
Yeah, and that's about it. And then do you guys want to plug your other projects?
Go ahead.
To do other.
You got any shows coming up, Spike?
I'm playing with another band that I play with called Low Anxiety tomorrow night.
They're a great band. I didn't know you're in that band.
Yeah, I listened
to your stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
Great band.
Thanks, man. We're playing tomorrow.
How about that?
Yeah, no, they're all over the map. Yeah. They're all in a bunch of cool projects.
I'm playing at Coco 66 tomorrow night.
Where's that? I've never heard
of it. In Greenpoint? What was it called? I can't remember. It's like been a couple things.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, doing that, and then I don't think anything is on deck for Ferdy Main, the other band I'm playing with right now.
Oh, did you played on, I was listening to, you were on Scott, the other show.
Oh, yeah, show. Yeah. Shane did that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't sitting in for that one, but yeah, I play with those guys too.
Yeah, that was very good live set too.
Oh, yeah. They
I think yours
show.
Is better though, guys. Don't mean to start a band beat, but.
Wow. Shots
fired. Boom.
That's good. I want to make more enemies. That's my other goal for the rest of 2018.
Yeah, we need a band rock. Absolutely Yours versus Ferdy Main.
Head to head.
Fight to the death.
I don't know which side to fight on.
Mike, you have to play in the middle.
I'll be the referee.
You're like Sweden.
Yeah, that's true. I am Swedish. Yeah.
You are? Yeah, it's so appropriate. Oh my gosh.
And you got anything coming up?
No.
Nothing.
I don't think so.
His other project's called Constant Smiles, though, and people should look that up because it's really good.
That's great. And just to remind everyone, Impossible Bouquet, the new EP from Absolutely Yours. You can get it via their Bandcamp, which is absolutelyyours.bandcamp.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, we should have some more 7-inches for sale.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're doing a
reprint. Can't wait to buy one.
Hopefully by the end of the month, we should have more.
Yeah, when I discovered it, I was late to the party. Yeah. It was already sold out, which I was very disappointed about. But
we'll save one for you.
Thanks. Yeah, I definitely want to buy one. I love, and then it'll be on my Discogs page like you guys looked at.
Oh, nice.
Like you guys looked at. So, hey, the circle of records. Yeah. Someone will pick your 7-inch then on a future show.
That's awesome.
It's possible.
That'd be chill.
That'd be real chill. So was this your first physical release? Or was the second album
on tape? We did tapes
on tape?
For the last two.
Okay, yeah, we did tapes.
I got to find that then.
We still got them kicking around.
Oh, yeah, we should have brought one.
Yeah, you're right.
Not prepared. I'm sorry.
All good. Well, you guys, I just want to really thank you again for coming, playing songs live. You guys sounded excellent.
Thank you.
It was
thank you.
Such a pleasure. You guys, again, October 25th at Berlin, you could see Absolutely Yours live. And one more time, if you want that new record, Impossible Bouquet, you can get it via Bandcamp. There's going to be a second 7-inch pressing very, very soon, but absolutelyyours.bandcamp.com. You guys have a great day. Everyone,
you too.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
It was my pleasure hanging here with Absolutely Yours. But here we go. We're playing one more song called Took a Day Off.